17 backpackers were rescued 2 days after they were trapped in a wildlife sanctuary in China's Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region. They were fined 1,000 yuan each for entering that zone without permission, should the public pay for tourists' recklessness. 近日，17名驴友私自进入广西长滩河自然保护区探险，结果遇暴雨失联，当地组织上百人，花费十多万才将这17个人救出。当地相关机构决定每人罚款1000元。该罚款吗？应不应该花公家的钱来救助这些大胆的驴友呢？ So what happened, guys? Is it really that these people have been so reckless about their own actions and now the public has to pay money to save them?
Well, reckless is reckless, but you know, it depends on what you think as to who should pay it. What did happen, though, was we had these 17 campers andthey were, you know, hiking around in this area, backpacking, and they decided, well, actually, they first came in, apparently kind of secretly. So we have this nature reserve and it's somewhat open to the public, somewhat not, and they entered it kind of secretly. They're going around hiking, they get caught in a rainstorm, and then they lose contact with the outside world, which sounds kind of mysterious there. But after that, there was a big rescue operation involving, like, hundreds of people, you know, policemen, firefighters, government workers, civilians, doctors, nurses, lots of people there, right? So, and it costs quite a bit of money, too. So clearly, you know, they got themselves in trouble, and they caused a lot of trouble for other people, too.
Well, I think I want to look at this program from two perspectives. For one thing, we ask the question, should those reckless people be rescued by the government? I think I definitely should say yes, because it's the government responsibility to guarantee their safety for those, even they are violating the law themselves. They have entered into the nature reserve, right? But the second thing, if you ask me, should the public pay for the tourists' recklessness? My answer is a big no, because as Brian has mentioned, it actually involved a lot of people, a lot of personnel that have been involved, cost a lot of money, and of course the government may say that they're taxpayers themselves, but they're actually breaking the law. They should have been to the nature reserve or the wildlife sanctuary in the first place, and they're calling for help. Yes, they need help. We should help them. But when it comes to the financial burden, I think the financial burden should be spread out. You know, different parties should take the responsibilities. For the government, well, to some extent, it can pay partially to rescue them. But how about those hospitals, the communities, and those people working on a voluntary basis? They should be compensated as well.
Well, I think people who are working on the voluntary basis are doing it kind of without any expectation of being paid there. So for that part, that might be a little different. But my question then is, okay, so these people, looks like they broke the rules. What if they were, you know, campers or backpackers who were following all the rules and then got caught? Who should pay then?
That's still the same question, because basically these people are going into high risk, exposing themselves to high risk knowingly. So you know, some people do the comparison that, let's say if a person jumps off a cliff or somebody is intentionally getting themselves into danger, and should the government come in to save them? And here, I think it's a little bit ambiguous in that.
Well, I'm going to dispute your analogy there.
Okay,
I'm
going to
say
ahead.
That you said this is high risk. This particular case may have been high risk, but what if it's just, you know, I don't know, you're hiking up Xiangshan or whatever, you know, which is not an especially dangerous sort of place, and then there's, you know, it's summertime, and then all of a sudden there's a flash flood or lightning, you know, big thunderstorm, that sort of thing. And in a situation where you would normally expect it to not be high risk, it suddenly creates a problem. Are these people still at fault then?
Well, I think Xiangshan is a different scenario, because if the people go to Xiangshan, because Xiangshan is a very famous scenic spot here in China. So when people go there, they're not expecting anything like this disaster would happen there. So if something, for example, landslide, mudslide happened there, it's the government responsibility, because come on, this is a tourist destination. It's different. It's very different from this wildlife sanctuary or nature reserve. Those people should not have been entering into this place in the first place, and they are probably aware of the, what might happen in the future, right? So they go there knowingly what's going to happen probably, and then now they're facing these disasters. Who so the government should help, but the when it comes to financial cost, I think it should be, you know, attributed to different parties involved.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And I think there is, yeah, a difference between Xiangshan and this kind of area.
Sure,
because for a tourist attraction, you've paid a fee to go in. That's
right.
Usually the case. And then there's this contract established between you, the tourist, and the tourist site, because often, you know, is insurance included in this, or you know, there's something extra going on here, and then there's
okay.
like a more clear establishment of what responsibility and duty should be spread out. But with this kind of situation, it's often that there is a sign saying, if you go against this line, if you go to, you know, the mountains, the valleys against this line, it's going to be trespassing, or this is going to be a dangerous area and tourists don't go. Usually there is that kind of sign there. And then these people, they just want to explore the wild. They want to see what the wilderness is like, and then they go and get themselves in trouble, and then it's the government, it's the people that comes to the rescue.